The state denied the budget because Russellville failed to follow required advertising procedures. State statute requires town councils to publicly advertise the dates of their budget hearings 10 days and 3 days before the actual event so that members of the public will be aware and can attend. Russellville held its town budget meeting on November 6th and advertised the meeting in the community newspaper on October 24th and November 7th. DLGF communications specialist Amanda Stanley says informing the public a day after the meeting doesn't do anyone any good.
Because you're advertising the public hearing that has already taken place. And the goal is to give the taxpayers enough notice that they can comment on or get their questions answered regarding the rate.
Don Reddish, Russellville Town Council president, who refused to record an interview, says he thinks the state is wrong and that the town, quote, did everything by the book, saying DLGF employees think their job makes them a god. But Stanley says that's not true.
Their second ad was the day after the public hearing, which clearly does not meet the requirements because you're advertising the public hearing that has already taken place.
Russellville will still be able to collect tax money, but without budgeting, won't be able to spend any until an ordinance is passed and approved by the state. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.